This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:45. For months, the six Democrats running for mayor of Philadelphia have been on a treadmill of public forums, debates, and meet and greets, chewing on a familiar slate of issues. Over the next few weeks, I'll offer casual conversations with the candidates to talk about their lives and a few pet issues. Today, former judge and former Philadelphia District Attorney Lynn Abraham. Known publicly as One Tough Cookie, she's not above poking fun at herself. She displayed this before our chat officially began at a giant conference room table at her campaign headquarters.
I'm short. Can you make me taller?
I feel like I'm a tiny person
well,
at this table.
The seats
really crazy.
What can I say?
I'm just going to rattle off a couple of non sequiturs in a way and just see what comes to mind.
Oh my gosh.
So this is sort of like, you know, being with a psychiatrist.
And yes.
Favorite downtime activity?
Traveling.
Oh, where do you like to go?
All over the world, any place.
Favorite place you've been?
China.
Where in China?
We've been to Beijing and, Hangzhou, Suzhou, and a whole bunch of other places in between. Shanghai, just the most fabulous, fascinating country I've ever been in. Just because to see the changes that have happened in a relatively short time, given their long and distinguished history, it's really fantastic.
Favorite genre of music?
Ooh, classical, including opera, but I love jazz as well. And I love the big band sound of before, and I do love some of the contemporary music, like the Rolling Stones and Black Eyed Peas, Linda Ronstadt, and, you know, you name it, I love it.
Best book you've read in recent time?
I think the best book I've read is Thinking Slow and Fast, which is a really interesting book on how some people think quickly and how people think slowly and what's the benefit and the burden of doing each one.
I hear you love to cook.
I do. I'm a very good cook.
Do you think people know that about you?
I think that's probably one of the few things that people don't know about me. You know, when you're a public servant, people know a lot, but you have to keep some things, you know, sort of to yourself. You can't be an open book and everything to everybody. So one of the things I like to do is cook. I've cooked typical, quote, American cuisine, end quote, plus a little French, a little Chinese. You know, I have a wide battery de cuisine, which means all the implements, and I have a wide range of interests and tastes. And I credit my love of cooking to two main people, my father and Julia Child. When I was very young, I was just captivated by Julia Child and how she could drop a chicken on the floor, just pick it up with her clean towel and just wipe it off, put it on a plate, throw some parsley on it, and nobody in the dining room knew the difference.
I bet you can do her voice. I'm not going to make you.
Well, I won't do it, but I'm a pretty good imitator of Julia Child.
What's your specialty in the kitchen?
Well, the go-to food. Well, my go-to food is really simple fare. I like clams and white sauce. I love roasts. I love I think the most important thing that we can have in the house is a chicken. You can make everything on it. One of my favorite chicken dishes is chicken marengo, which was alleged to have been served by the chef in Napoleon's army at the Battle of Marengo, and that's why it's called chicken marengo.
Tell me about growing up in Philadelphia. You were a young girl in the 40s and 50s.
Yep. The main difference is that everybody in the neighborhood was broke, but we weren't poor. And we did not know or were not aware, because everybody in the neighborhood was the same, that we had no money. We did things that is not common any longer because of the influence of technology and expensive gadgets and so forth. So if we could get a hold of a roller skate, you could go up to the corner store, get a wooden box from, let's say, an orange crate, take a couple pieces of wood from here and there, and fashion a scooter out of an old orange crate stood upright on its end, and one old skate that you could find in the trash on any given day. I was a very accomplished trash picker. I would go around to every house on my block, and when I was allowed to cross the street, the other blocks, and just pick out trash and bring it home to my mother and say, oh, treasures. You know, she thought I was just a strange girl, but I loved what people threw away. There were always treasures in other people's trash.
You've been out of the political scene for
5 years.
5 years. What have you been doing?
I've been in the practice of law at Archer & Griner, a very wonderful firm. I've been doing a lot of estate work. I do a lot of tax business with our clients. I have a variety of other clients in employment law. I do no criminal law whatsoever. Everything is civil law.
Is that a relief to get away from criminal law?
No, it's just different. It's just, you know, when you've practiced in one area of the profession, you like to see if your mind is still working. I went into the area of taxation, trusts and estates and wills, and employment and other fields of law. It's been extremely rewarding. I love my clients, and my clients, I think, have high regard for my ability.
You're a widow. Mm-hmm. Your husband, former broadcaster, radio broadcaster, Frank Ford, he died 6 years ago. What's been different for you without him?
I believe that my marriage is probably one of the premier marriages of the decades, because I chose carefully, I chose well, I chose a person who was strong, who was extremely intelligent, who was not fearful of my success, nor I fearful or jealous of his. We were just two wonderful human beings who came together, and it made life extremely sweet. And I miss his company and his advice. But the fact that you have a good, solid relationship prepares you for things in the future. So you take lessons. It's like building on other relationships. You built on what's in the past, and you use that to plan for the future. So we had a great relationship, and it continues affected by that for the rest of my life.